The next patient is Randy Aronoff, A-R-O-N-O-F-F. Randy is the first name, R-A-N-D-A-Y. This is a clinical case of a 64-year-old white male that has been a diabetic since 1994. The patient has been referred to his office because of the presence of proteinuria, and this proteinuria has remained about the same, anywhere from 1,500 milligrams to 1,800 milligrams in 24 hours. The patient has a serum creatinine during this visit the BUN was 15. The estimated GFR increased to 61 mLs per minute. There are concerns regarding the proteinuria. In the first place, the patient is not taking ARBs. We are going to start the administration of irbesartan. 75 milligrams POBID. We are going to start with one a day and see if the patient doesn't develop hypotension or doesn't develop a hyperkalemia. If he tolerates that, we gave specific instructions of how to increase to two a day. Number two, the proteinuria is treated with the administration of Kerendia. We are going to start the irbesartan. The patient continues to take in Rybelsus. The most difficult thing is that this patient has been using Advil, and we specifically told him that it's a contraindication if he wants to get better results. Following number, the patient has a history of gout. With hyperuricemia, is placed on an allopurinol, and that is having the the uric acid at 4.3 milligrams percent. Following number, heart hypertension that is under control, 114 over 69. The patient weighs 149 pounds. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, BPH without evidence of prostatism. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. For evaluation in a couple of months with laboratory workup, we spend 15 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes with the patient, and 6 minutes in the documentation.